Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro Smith, and I know you've all been waiting for us, and I have too. It's called Mercury, Let It Stop the Madness. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and I hope you're ready to be wild, because we are. I know there's been days I haven't been controlled or tamed yet. So, if you're ready, we're ready, and I say we, I have the one, the only, the phenomenal Wednesday Wild One, Melissa Berman, internationally recognized intuitive, spiritual coach, psychic medium, and she's ours. How are you, Melissa Berman?
Hi, Jethro. Hi, everybody. We are wild. The winds are blowing just like the Wizard of Oz here in L.A., and it's been insane. Now, Mercury retrograde. Talk much, Melissa. Mercury retrograde is really kicking in now. Kicking butt now. It's like I thought, oh, you know, because there's one Mercury retrograde a year that I think is a little bit more mellow than the other ones, and I thought, I wonder if this is going to be it. And I don't think so, Delilah. I'm thinking no. Snap, snap. I don't know. It's insane. How are you? But there's all this other stuff going on. There's other planetary configurations plus solar flares and fallout. You know, we just have to stay in that space and honor those feelings and work through them and do the best we can with everything. How you doing, Jethro? What you been up to?
I've been going totally off the wall. We have been busier than a wild one. We couldn't get Monday's show in. All of you guys are asking, what about the blue moon? What about the red moon? We will do that show. Tonight, they asked for magic, and I said, okay, me and Melissa Berman will be doing magic, and I love that.
Talking about magic for all of you potions and lotions and boo. So the 17th is your anniversary, and you couldn't get on for your show.
It was a bad birthday, and for no reason.
No.
And I end up getting, I cried, and then I realized, you know, instead of doing this upset, what we'll do is we'll just have our show. We'll do this here. We're going to have the birthday all week long. We've got prizes here.
Yeah.
Those of you who have won and didn't put in your snail mail, shame on you. I have a couple of you who've got CDs. They got stuff going. I know that it's silly, but I do. You know, the guys say that they tell me that going with it, and it's like I can feel that what also happens is, you know, you can also tell that the guides are working with you at such a level that that's what we want to do. We want to bring the positive and light, and that's what we're going to do. So,
and the truth, yeah, and the integrity of it. We're not going to sugarcoat stuff and pretend everything's perfect for you when you know it's not, and we're going to help you get through that. You know, we're going to show you suggestions so that you, if that's what's going on, and then if everything's great, we're going to help you support that too. You know, it's no judgment here, but we want to make sure that you get the best possible healing answers that are being provided with, you know, for you. And we do integrity work before we get on air. We do prayer work or shielding, whatever, to make sure that, you know, our little happy home here is kept that way from huffing up, puffing up, blow your house down as the winds
and
are blowing here in LA.
And they said that we have had our DTOS has been, and we are now stable. Thanks for your patience while we work to resolve this. I am so happy they're resolving it because it was frustrating.
Yesterday.
And it's Mercury, and you know it, and you start it, now you complain about it, and you fix it while you tell me about it. So those of you who are listening in, we are wild. We have
We are beyond wild. We are in the wild. We are gone wild. We are of the wild. We're like Mowgli.
We are. And you know what else is happening for those of you who are tuning in? This is the Pick a Jan Fan tonight. Who's the Jan Fan? We now have over 3,721 counting individuals who put in.
Jan, we love you so much.
County, and they just put in, and they're telling us that they go, we've got a Sue Adams, we just had you put in for it, we're going to go ahead and grab a name tonight, and the name we grab will be there. It wasn't, I apologize, it wasn't you, Sue, but we do love you for putting in there. So we are also looking at some other individuals. We've got a Daniel who just wrote me to say, I don't know what's going on, Jethro, but I've noticed that you seem to be a little more on sugar than usual. No, Daniel, I've always been on sugar. I've never told you I got off. Don't
Daniel,
start those
adorable.
Health rumors with me.
Have you had chocolate today or hot chocolate?
Oh, no, but I would like some. I really that does sound good.
Sorry, the power of suggestion. Okay, tuna salad.
Melon. Oh, now that's healthy. That's for see, and I would like.
It's a power of suggestion now. We're going to guide your ship.
You know,
in any direction
food,
away from the candy bar. Away from the candy bar, Jethro.
I like it. We've got, and I'm really hoping those of you know, we have a Canadian reader that will be on, her and her husband, and we've been talking
Ooh.
To them. With them. This is going to be a surprise. Tonight we have a surprise guest coming on for a little spot here talking about the biggest word of magic. So speaking of our topic, I've got quite a few little emails here. I'm going to start out with the first one we've got. Jethro and Melissa, I have worked with candles for many years. Now I'm having a problem with my family. My father is telling me that I am 18 years old and I need to quit burning candles and asking for magic and things to happen. He said I need to knock it off, stay in college, and handle my situation. I'm not going out and making myself a career out of burning candles with magic, but I do enjoy them. And I'm just asking you, your opinion, is it correct for an adult male to believe in magic? Because I have had it work. What do we say, Melissa?
Well, first of all, this is part of your spiritual unfoldment. And as long as, you know, your intention is pure and your heart is open and pure, it's really your prayer. It's really a form of prayer. If that's too Judeo-Christian, then let's say it's a form of intention. It's a form of your path unfolding, and that's going to be with you forever as long as your integrity is there. Now that you're 18, I mean, you were an underage. Why wasn't your dad giving you a hard time when you're underage? Now you're 18. It's, you know, it's to be encouraged, not discouraged. So I would maybe not talk to your father so much about it. If you can maybe go in the backyard or go to a friend's house or now start, if you feel that you need to kind of go underground with it for a little while, do that. Because it's something that is part of your path, and it brings you comfort and it brings you answers as long as your integrity and your intention is pure. I think it's because you're still under that roof. If you're still under that roof, it's odd because, you know, you've turned 18, and if the agreement between you and your family is that they're going to give you housing, then they, instead of criticizing you and judging you, maybe they can, if they want to set a few ground rules or boundaries, that's one thing, but out of a sudden, out of the blue sky, to criticize you and judge you, it's time for you to maybe just, you know, not talk about it so much, do it outside of the home, do it in a safer place. You want to make sacred space and let them know, you know, this is part of my spiritual practice, and maybe that'll change some things.
I got to tell them, and I agree, and I love that very much, and I love how Melissa just put it. And I do have to answer. I just got an email from Ben. Yes, Ben, someone is impersonating me. I did listen to it, too, and I think he's doing it as a comedy, and I want to tell him I feel as a compliment that he uses my abilities to do that. I do feel sad that he does it very ornery, because I had made a joke here 2 years ago that if I ever cracked or went cuckoo, a little crazy around the edges, maybe frisky, I would go out and I would just pick up a phone book and I would read the name that I first picked up. And I would call that person and say, this is, you know, Jethro, and I've decided you need this reading. Well, it was made into a funny, well, now this person's doing a comedy out of it. I wanted to tell him, stop taking my material. I was funny in fifth grade when I was wearing those little shorts that go tight in the back and the little chubby legs. I was making sillies like that. So there. But I do want you to know, Ben, that I am working on it. And I have some more clever material for him. Can he really see those totems? Because he joked about it, and we were all teasing that those of you on Blog Talk know the gossip. This is magic. I reached over, and pluck, I hit the button, and he was turned off just like that. And
wow.
I feel so much better because I got to tell you, it did hurt my feelings a little, but it didn't hurt a lot. So now you know, Ben, if you do have friends that you want to tease, send them to the crazy comedian. The man, I love a good joke, but this is there. And I, you guys have all listened to my sense of humor. I will make a funny about a meat market in a minute. I am the meatloaf man. Well, get in there and start messing with my dinner. throw my steak at me, call me a chicken liver, then we got a situation. So that's how I am. Actually, you know, I'm just messing with you. We love it. Magic is something that is very special, and I feel that you should do it. I agree. And as a male individual, I can tell you I know very much what you're talking about. I remember a person telling me, you take and you go out and you blow in your energy three times into the wind where the person lives, and they will hear you. I did this up to the point where I was actually in my 20s. I wanted the relationship. The girl wouldn't go out. I had asked her politely, and I kept trying to get this relationship. I was very sad, very much. I remembered this. I sat down. I did the work. Voila. The next night, she contacts me. We talk a little bit. She said that she had wanted me to understand that she had just went through a divorce, and she felt that this was a little awkward, that I had been very silly, and she wasn't sure that if I was really ready for a relationship. Then I explained to her, I made jokes about everything, as you guys all know. I can proudly say that went on later to have two children together and a very good life. So those of you who are magic works, it worked. And she will tell you to this day, she said she could hear me saying her name. The funny thing, and you guys, those of you who have a sixth sense of humor can jump in now, the thing was that she did say that she thought I had garlic breath because I did it and I was in a situation and I was in a hurry and I hadn't done my brush of my teeth. I mean, I'm in a love mode. How am I supposed to know that a girl's not going to like garlic breath being blown at her across? But it was 3 miles,
that's
for goodness
deep.
Sake.
That's
it's
hilarious.
Deep.
So deep. The one thing I want to do say about magic is, you know, I like it when it's spelled with M-A-G-I-C-K and the old school and the old craft, the old traditions being passed down, you know, whether you're a shaman in another lifetime or whether you're, you know, in the angelic realm, the idea of working with energy and making sure that you prepare for that energy. You know, it's like when we had a beautiful mom talk about her child with the Ouija board. It's the same thing. You've got to protect yourself in sacred space. When you're calling in these forces and energies, we're working with the elementals, we're working with, you know, nature spirits, and we're working with our team and the higher angels and the higher beings. So be very mindful when you do this. This becomes your spiritual practice. If you're dabbling in it or dabbling in it and you're curious, that's great, but still, it's really sacred work. It's like the Oracle of Delphi. It's like it's meant to be sacred. And when it's not treated that way, that's when you get in kind of some trouble there. So keep that sacrament of it. Keep the sacredness of it. Feel the presence of the ancients when you do this work and your team and your guides. And do it from your heart. And the integrity of it is what goes into the universe. It's not, you know, you don't want to do stuff when you're really ticked off or you're trying to get back at somebody and all that. Be very, very careful if you're doing that kind of work. You want to just reverse it and get the energy off of you and have the divine source take care of it. I think that's when people kind of get in trouble. I think there's people that do stuff that they think they're doing good spell work and they're ending up bouncing it off and hurting people with it. Because of their ego or because of their lack of perspective. So you want to, for you, me, Jethro, all of us, when we do this kind of work, candle work, herbs, bath, ritual, you know, spell, whatever you want to call it, be very mindful because it is a privilege to do it.
And I love
that.
In my opinion. And I'm going to tell you, and something very magical for me is to open up that old-fashioned, and I know you guys are going to scream, Bible, and do the energy of putting that out there, doing the prayer and the light.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of people tell me, where did you get that? It's supernatural. It's the wild time.
It's divination. You know, it's a form of divining. And divine comes from the divine, right?
And we've got you guys pushing. We will have to go back to a later show. I got you all guys going, Jethro, we've got so many of on. Yes, we are going to do readings. You guys, we run into the time tonight to grab the phone and have a little bite. Oh, we don't get to eat. Okay, never mind. Okay,
you've
going
got
back.
Your secret stash, Jethro. We know that there's salad in a bin somewhere hidden in a drawer there.
I have a little bit of coleslaw I kept in my pencil sharpener holder. 817, how are you? We love to talk to you. 817, this is Jethro, and this is Melissa on Psychics Gone Wild. 817. Oh, no, we scared them away.
Hello.
Hello.
We got, okay.
That was me.
Hello, is that me?
There
it's
you are.
It's you. You got in.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like listening to you, and then it's like, oh, my God, it's me. Okay.
Surprise. Coming to our dining room. I
it
mean,
is
our
you.
Little room.
It is you. What's your name, you?
Did you?
My name is Sue. Yeah, and it rhymes with what you're saying.
We love you, Sue. Let's
it's like
do.
The
Let's
Lego go. Movie. Everything that rhymes must be true.
That's why your very fabulous name is Sue. Okay, how can we help you, Miss Sue?
This is my first time listening, and I understand that. Thank you.
Welcome.
And
turn your radio off, though. Do you have your radio on?
I'm on my cell phone.
Okay, good. So that's why you're getting feedback. Okay, continue, darling.
Okay, well, I understand that that you guys are mediums. And if you had any messages, most of my family's on the other side, my mom, my dad, my brother. And so I am blessed on this side with my two lovely little boys that I have. And so do you get any messages from the other side for me?
Well, have you seen any coins, like, on the sidewalk lately, or coins falling off of shelves, or, like, anything to do with coins at all?
Yeah, actually, there was a penny this morning that one of my sons picked up, and the other one found it on the table and threw it on the floor instead of putting it on the shelf.
Right. Okay. So you're there's like a band. I'm seeing like a band of folk, like your heritage, like your family, and they're radiating green. They're radiating pink and blues and yellows, and they're showing this whole color. They'll start sending you messages when you give them permission to contact you more. And you do that. You do that in protocol. You call in the divine, whatever your truth is, Sue. Everybody has a different protocol. When I say protocol, when the guides are sharing that, it's your particular way of prayer work, calling in the energies in blessed space. They look over you. They watch over you. They get in your car with you sometimes. They watch out, you know, if the climate is weird, they try to take care of you that way. And oftentimes, the simplest way that those who are in spirit, including our guides and angels, they'll send coins. They'll send the smell of something. They'll send a song, and you'll do a double take, or you'll see somebody that reminds you of them. And that's just them letting you know that they're close. So the more that you can connect with them, the more they're going to be able to contact you. They seem to show up at functions at times, family functions or, you know, birthday parties for the kids, things like that, or they'll show up in dream state, but they want to contact you more. So they're just starting. That's your intuition. That's why you called. So congratulations for being so tuned in. And now, you know, you can open those doors even more. I'll turn it over to Monsieur Geoffrey.
Love it. And I feel that very good, Sue. And I've got the giggles with you. Your guys are showing me so much energy. And I love this when family do this. I'm feeling them coming through. And they're telling me that you are working in another development of some mediumship of yourself. That's what I'm feeling. They're showing me that there's energy there. I have people that through the years that would tease us. We would put a little bit of a bowl or water on the table for a conduit, light a light white candle beside it, do a little prayer, and ask the other individuals to show their self in light, to show them with the energy with it. And I feel that you will begin to sense this. They said that you've always had another ability of working with your guides that has something a little unique, Sue. Your guides do turn things off and on just on their own to give you ideas of what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So they turn things on and off to show me what they want. I mean, because I have had that happen. I mean, I had to go to court because my neighbor's dogs killed my dog. And when we were in the court, I felt very scared, and I had friends there. Out of the blue, the lights in that room only went out for the entire hearing. And then they magically came back on afterwards. And I knew my parents were there because the dog was alive when my parents were alive, and I knew they wanted me to go and stand up for myself and for the dog.
That's
and
true.
I was like, I mean, that kind of thing does, I try to be very sensitive to that. And you said, like, the smells, and you said the songs and stuff like that. There are some times when I feel so, like, they're here that I can almost touch them. And it's like, I know you're in here with me. I can feel it. And then, you know, so other times I don't feel, you know, as close. But that oh, yes.
They have life just like you. They have a life just like you. They're doing their thing on the other side. And the more you give them permission, and like Jethro was sharing with the whole, you're coming into your own new development with your own spiritual path. And it's going to be lovely. It's going to be lovely for all of you. It's just, you know, we help each other. Those who are on the other side help us. We help them. It's the whole new world of being able to people have so much more awareness of this now. And so you're doing beautiful work. And always shield yourself. Always put a, you know, light around you and all of that stuff. And congratulations. I guess you won that case, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's still not resolved completely. But, you know, at least the dogs are gone. So that's my main thing. But, you know,
Oh, go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah. No, I'm okay. We're all going, well, we want to talk. We all love each other. It's all good. We're all happy because we're wild. We love you, Sue, because what they're saying with that going there, too. They said that that's why that case is going through, and it is still going there. I've got to run. We hate to do this, but we've got about 15 people, 28 actually all together.
Jethro, can I just say something real quickly to Sue? Sue, this is when you step up this work now. Step up this work now. It's time. That's why you called us. That's why all this is happening. Before you go into court again or however this is going, start doing some more of your intention, prayer work, whatever works for you, and call in these guides and angels and your family and their guides and angels and watch the miracles happen, okay?
And we got that there. We're going with it. We've got a couple of the other people that are looking here tonight. We want to take just a minute. What's the word that everyone knows that is the word? It's love. Love is the word that's the cure for the answer. I have a lot of you guys asking me, what's going on tonight? What are you guys doing? I say we're bringing in. We've also got a little bit of work here with each other handling the guide work. Can you tell you guys that are on the phones that we are working real hard? We love you, Sue. We saw your back on the phone. Don't give up if it gives you the little boop. It's called Mercury Wants to Scream at Me, so we just keep doing that. 203, you're on Psychic's Gone Wild. 203, can you hear me? Okay, we're going to go ahead and go to the other situation of 252. There we go ahead. We're getting down to where it's going nuts. How about 929? Can you hear me, Psychic's Gone Wild? 929.
Hi, yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, my
Hi. Living What's
what did
your
you
name?
Do? That was magic.
My name is Maribel.
Hi, Maribel.
Hi.
How can we help you, lovey bug?
Well, I was having some trouble with finances. Like, I'm looking for a job currently, and I wanted to know if there was going to be, like, anything coming up for me, or if, like, something I should look towards for work.
Are you going, you said you're going out on interviews, or you're just starting to look?
I'm starting to, well, I received federal work study.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, like, some choices, but the thing is that I don't know which direction would be, like,
right.
If I would be able to get it.
There was just some, I
Hello?
Don't know what this, hello? Hello?
We're going to surprise everybody. Just relax here, and we'll be talking with DC Love in a minute. But we go ahead and just go ahead. Go with your
Maribel,
question here.
Do you have your radio on?
No.
Okay. I'm seeing something to do with, like, paper bags or bagging something, like a part-time gig, something to do with bagging something. What would that mean? Paper bags or paper, like brown paper.
I have no clue.
Okay. So have you ever done retail or that kind of stuff? It's in the bag. Okay, so that's what it is. It's in the bag. Oh, the guys are even having fun with us tonight. Okay, it's in the bag. Whichever one says to you that this is what I am looking forward to doing, that's the one you want to go with. The guy says it's in the bag.
I applied to, like, one of the research jobs at a college. So
you want to apply to as many doors opening as you can. Don't judge any of the situations that are coming, and don't pigeonhole yourself. Don't put yourself in a block. It has to be this or it has to be that. It's more about, this is where I'm drawn, and this is what I want to see, the work I want to do. So it feels like you may even have, like, 4, 5, 6, 7 opportunities to send your resumes out and then go on a couple of interviews, okay? That you got to be more fluid with it. Jethro, what say you, Jethro?
I say I'm going wild, and I feel like I say that what we've got happening here for you, Maribel, is exactly that. I'm confirming it. And I do know tonight I've had a really intense day, but I'm very much behind. I'm feeling with Melissa. Your guys are putting up a little bit of a shield to me tonight, and I take that as a positive. I've had people say, well, Jethro, you're psychic. Yes, but I when they do that, there is a reason. They're telling me that it is very much, and when they were telling me Melissa was accurate, I think you should contact Melissa and set up a time with her to give you a more in-depth reading, because Melissa's giving you a little bit here over the radio, but she's Melissa is very, very phenomenal, and what she's doing tonight is picking up the other energy, because I feel like that this path and this whole destiny is going to be stronger, Maribel. So that's what I'm getting, and I want to thank you. We are having technical difficulties. For those of you listening in, we're going to take just a minute here and give a couple of minutes while we're talking about, I told you, love is the answer. And speaking of love, we've got one of our family, our newest person on Mondays, DC Love. I know you're here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. I can hear you, Jethro.
I'm so happy to meet you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm a small, medium, at large. I guess you found me.
We did. We just love you. And we're just sitting here going crazy. We got to have Melissa. We had a person writing here, you owe me $10, Tony, because Tony just wrote me from New York. He says, you guys put these three together. He goes, why don't you put Jethro and that crazy Melissa and that wild DC Love? Because this is what I need tonight. I'm having a sad night up here. Well, let's get over being sad, because that's what we got. We got the love here. We are apologizing Monday. You know, tell everybody a little bit just what we've got here. We've only got a few minutes before we go back. The phones are a little crazy. We know that Melissa's wild. We're having people write in. We had a contest here, and I've got to tell you, DC Love, they want to see the T-shirts for you and Melissa. So we got to get the pictures out. I will be sending them out through their Facebook. Those of you keeping track, Melissa has just made a new record. We went 132 new likes just in one day in her spare time of being on Facebook. And I've got to tease you guys. Those of you know that I do help the individuals, and we can tell this over the radio. I put on there for you gentlemen, Gregory, that you were talking about the third eye. Had I known... I was talking about my third eye. Now you're writing me, you feel jilted that Melissa didn't write you. It's not Melissa's fault. Oh, he's writing back. Gregory said, I love Melissa. It's Jethro. He does everything like that. Well, I'm glad, Gregory.
Right.
You figured it out.
I'm not on that Facebook. Jethro mans that Facebook, but you can always email me. But I'm working this out with Jethro because it's through Psychics Gone Wild. And I'm sorry, Gregory. It's nothing personal. It's because Jethro's manning the board there for now. Does that make sense?
And he's writing back, and he's right, and I am going through a new person. The person I had before has moved into a building. You guys, I laugh, because I hire people, and I get people to help. Well, now we're going to be looking at someone new. So I'm going to hire a man, just because you guys on Facebook have not got it through your little heads to be sensitive. Some of you have wrote me the most craziest stuff. DC Love, I've got an email here. I've got to read this to you, DC. We're going to read it, and I just can't wait. DC Love, I've been watching and listening and paying attention to Psychics Gone Wild. You have got a lot of Candy Huff's energy. What is going on with it? Why do you sound like Candy Huff? I don't know why, but I just feel this every time I listen to you on the show. Are you two related, or are you just two supreme beings? Denise from Tetzaletzi, I don't know where that is, but it's like she wants to know what's going on with you and Candy, DC Love.
You know what? Candy and myself are soul sisters. And we've been together in past lives, and I think we just recently reconnected in this life. So she is right. Definitely a connection there.
Oh, my goodness. I love this.
I got chills when you said that. Oh, my God, that is so beautiful.
Thank you.
And we thank you.
Oh, you're so lovely. You're just so magical. You're just like, ooh, I can see fairy dust all down their gorgeous hair. It's like...
And the phones just hit again. We just got the new surge. The other fans found us. DC Love, we'll talk to you Mondays. Those of you tune in, she's on there with Gary and our wonderful Mystique Haven. They are the wild ones on Monday. We are going to be doing a weekend special show. I know all of you guys, I am so sorry about the other time. I knew that was a little crazy, but what we ended up having was it wouldn't do for our birthday. So we're going to be bringing them in. We've got a bunch of you guys on the phones. I've got people pushing the button. 7-3-1.
But guess what, Jethro? You get to have another cake.
We get one more party. We get to eat more cake. 910, what do you know? 910, you're on
Namaste.
The phone. Hey, it's good to talk to you.
Namaste.
Wednesday. This is Jethro and Melissa and DC, and you are?
Hi, my name is John.
Excellent, John. Welcome to the wild side.
Thank you very much. My question this evening, and hopefully my guides and loved ones on the other side will help. I've been trying to start a band for about 6 months now, and I've been down in the dumps all day because it seems like this project just is not coming through. And I'm wondering what you guys get off that.
Who's going first?
I feel you should, Melissa. You're on a roll. You know you're wild, and it's Wednesday. Go ahead, little Melissa.
Okay. Are you clear on why you want to have this band, John? Are you clear on your intention as to why you want to have this band?
Absolutely.
Okay. So your vibration is different than some of the folk around you as drawing in the right kind of band mate. So, uh-oh. What's that?
I think we just hit Mercury. John, just go ahead. You don't know what
John,
doing.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Who's ringing in? Oh, my God. It must be Merlin calling.
I have no idea, but they've gone wild.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm sorry, John. I'll focus. Anyway, it feels like the blocks that are happening,
You have reached the voicemail box of 843.
For sure. I'm sorry. Really? Okay, and we didn't get to talk to 843, but we're talking to John. Okay, John.
That's the energy.
Oh dear. And we've lost Jethro. DC is breathing beautifully, and I'm trying to help John here. John, it just feels like some of these people just aren't ready to offer what it is you're ready to do. So it almost feels like, is there anything you can do as a solo performer for a little while to get your chops out there and just kind of feel out what's there?
Well, I'm a drummer.
Oh, dear.
Solo
okay.
drummers.
Yeah, that's hard for a drummer. Yeah, that would be hard. Because the first thing that came through as guidance was like, can you go do this solo for a while? So I'm asking your team what they want me to share with you about that. Yeah, it just feels like in order for you to do the work you want to do and you're clear about your intention and the kind of bandmates you want, it may take a little longer because you have a different intention than some musicians. You know, some musicians come out there and they're like, I just want the gig, man. And you're not about that. This is your spiritual path, correct?
Yeah.
With your music, yeah. So, you know, just to kind of, I say maybe refresh this and push the refresh button. If there are any non-denominational places you could go and maybe just hang out and maybe even gig with them once in a while, like Church of, what is it? They have a lot of music mostly. It's going to sound really crazy, but the Church of Religious Science sometimes have you know, great bands and stuff or music opportunities. Just some place where you can start directing. You just feel very zen to me, and it feels like you just have to have that with your work. You may want to do some meditation on it, maybe some ritual work on it if you're comfortable with that, and put almost like a blueprint out to the universe about exactly what this band looks like. DC, what do you say?
Okay, I pulled a card, and it's showing a beautiful lady, and she's sitting on the moon. And what it's telling me is that John has to let go of everything for a while and focus on what is truly important and to breathe deeply and allow his body to relax in the present moment, like right in the here and now. And I'm seeing that deep within is his inner sanctuary. And this is where he can find inner peace and harmony. And he has to surrender to the sweet energy of the quiet time and avoid temptation to embrace the drama and the urgency of life. And affirm that you have all that time that you need, and power is born in stillness, John. And your potential is dramatically expanding in the majesty of silence. And that's what I drew for you.
Ooh. Jethro.
I feel that. I feel the strength here, and I feel the guides are also working. And we apologize to everyone that just got that. The phones have went off the wall. They tried to get our Amy Kavanaugh in. They're doing mermaid work. I don't know what's going on. Blog Talk just let me know. They're very happy with us. John, I've got to tell you, this is why I drink lots of water, and I do it in shots now. But it's like what they're telling me in the energy happening with the cycle is that there's some other real strength happening for you with energy. And I keep seeing that the green energy and the new relationship is coming in. So I'm going to go with that. They're telling me that there's a relationship. There's some things happening for you. And when I look at it, they tell me that it's happening with another individual outside of some things that have been working there for you, John. So I would say in March to April, there's going to be that relationship. And that's what I'm getting. I have a lot of people teasing me. I got them writing to me, "You guys deal with me. I'm an old tired man. Don't be pushing me. Come on." Okay, they're just doing. I got Cincinnati over here. I got people from Skype, and then I got them writing in it. So that's what I'm getting, John. I apologize. This is definitely a Mercury kooky night, but we thank you. Have you put in to get in any of our prizes for the show? We've got a few books and some really good stuff. We're going to be giving away T-shirts and everything tonight.
I have not yet.
Do go into psycheskonewall.com. It'll say on the side and put in, it says contact, we put it in there. I had someone tease me yesterday. They go, "They want to know why I want your snail mail. You guys, I'm really gifted, but you guys put on there, this is hot cinnamon lips. Hot cinnamon lips, I don't know where you are in the United States. I worry about these kind of things." No, I'm teasing you. I'm sitting here trying to find your name through there, so just give me the name. We can go, and I'll send you the winner that gets picked. We are going to pick the Jan Fan here in about 3 seconds, so don't you guys go anywhere.
3, 2, 1.
And here we go. And it is, oh, my goodness, it's Connie. The last name I can never say, Boobala Bomb or whatever it is. She got it. Here we go. So, Connie, I will be contacting you. I know that you have one. You guys, you're like, there's about four of you that always win. No, it is not. We have thousands of people that put in. I had someone tell me yesterday, some of you guys on Facebook are getting a little snippy here. Now, remember, this is a happy hour. They got their writing. I had someone just write me, "Jethro, you always talk to the same people. I never met John before. John just came on. What do you mean? I can't make you always happy. I'm going to get the diaper rash equipment out if you don't quit." 928, you're on, and it's not too late for 928 to go psychic. It's gone wild. How are you, 928?
Hello?
Okay. Hello, you're on, and you're wild.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Is your radio up? Turn your computer down. It's when the feedback happens.
No, it was on speaker. I took it off.
Oh, there you go. What's your name?
Alfina.
Hi, Alfina.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Right now, I'm stuck in the middle of a relationship with two people, and I'm wondering which way, like, best for me to go.
Who's going?
You, Melissa. You're right.
Me? Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. Did you want to say something else, Alfina?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, DC, love. These two are too shy. We're going to get these. I'm teasing you two.
Okay.
Ladies.
Oh, so we'll do it that way. We rotated that way. Me, DC, and then you. Okay, that's perfect. Okay. Wow. It feels like you're in a gambling situation. Like, this is not the healthiest thing you could be doing at all, period. And so it almost feels like you need to back off from both of them for a little while and just kind of get your inner awareness back, your grounding back. It just feels like this is not the most necessary place for you right now. It feels like your sacral chakra, which is the second chakra, and which is these spinning wheels of light in your body that vibrate, that's the sacral chakra, that's sacred sexuality and emotional well-being, and your solar plexus chakra is the yellow chakra, which is about will and empowerment, are trying to get your attention. They're just, it's about your will and your empowerment and you getting stronger, and you don't need that to be defined in a relationship. And so what's being shared with me is that you need to take a break. DC?
I just pulled a chemistry card. And I feel that there is, like, a strong magnetic chemistry with somebody, but I don't feel like it's a good chemistry, and it's possibly, like, a source of, like, a lot of stress and escape. and that's what I'm feeling. And, you know, she's gotta be, like, really careful now, like, at the present time is what I'm seeing. And a lack of, you know, a lack of something that's, like, missing in this relationship is causing, like, some discontentment. And there may have been chemistry initially, but I just see that, like, possibly, like, she's got to just wait and explore, like, some more options. And that's what I have for you, hon.
And Jethro?
And I love this, that, and her name is Bambach. I got everyone teasing me. Jethro don't even know what he's saying. I know what I'm saying. Stop teasing me. Okay. Gosh.
This is Alfina.
Alfina, I've got a lot of people on me right now. I just got to... No, I'm teasing you, Alfina. I'm just being silly, and I've got a lot of ones teasing. What I feel with the guy working, they're telling me with you in the relationship, is they're telling me that this needs to take a little bit of time with this, and I feel like there's some other things happening around your involvement that's making it go there. I do feel that you need to sit down with someone and go through some real look and some things that are happening for you to be able to clearly find out why this is going in. But I'm getting this relationship is going to take a shift turn. And they tell me that
there's two relationships. She's trying to make a decision.
Yeah, that's the thing that I'm wondering about. Like, I'm wondering which is the, like, better relationship for me.
Neither
I've spoken to you about both of these guys, and I just don't know, so I'm confused.
Yeah, you need some time to yourself.
That's what I feel. I would say that both of them are going to be a different energy, and I would say I'm going to stick with what the guys are showing me, and I do remember this a little bit with you, that they're not going to, I feel like this is going to end up being where you will not only take your time back, but I feel like you're going to make a choice that may not be either of them, and that's what I get.
Snap.
You know, that's what I'm feeling there. You know, we love you. I hope we're helping you, Alfina. You keep calling, and we keep going wild.
And you know what, Alfina, please call on your romance angels, hon. They'll help you, like, in the situation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Rockin', and we got it going. It's Jethro, Melissa Berman, and DC Love. And now we take this time to tease our little Amy for calling in. We thank her because I think the energy wanted her on Skype, and she's here, and we laugh with our friends. But we are having the time of our life. 613, it's you and me and a couple other people to play with the food. I don't know what to say. I can't rhyme today. 613, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. Are you enjoying our crazy show, or do you want us to put on therapy?
No, I am enjoying the show. Just...
Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Donna.
You have to speak more into your phone, sweet angel.
Okay. My name is Donna. Can you hear me?
Donna.
Yes.
Hi. How can we help you?
I want to ask you about a man named Cameron. I just want to know if you see him and I, like, having a romantic relationship at any point.
Is he shy? A little shy at times?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It feels like almost feels like a little boy energy, Christopher Robin energy, and just kind of like he's not really sure of himself. He kind of, you know, like when people are nervous and they take one shoe and the other shoe and they tap their toes together and that sort of thing. The first thing you might want to think about is just letting the whole thing go. And maybe getting together for tea or, you know, suggesting some things, because you got to do one step at a time. And no one can really predict what will happen unless it's written in stone. But people have free will on this planet, Donna. So we could say, yeah, it's going to be this, this, and this. And then if the other person goes, nah, I don't feel like doing that today, and then it's like backwash, you know, backlash, and it feels awful. So baby steps on this one, and just kind of lose the expectation of what you think it ought to be and what you would hope it to be, and maybe make some effort to just kind of get together and baby steps. DC, what say you,
okay,
darling?
I am seeing, like, in the present situation here that there's not enough attraction or chemistry to keep this relationship going. And the person, like, has many qualities that she finds attractive, but what I'm seeing, there's not enough mutual attraction to create the passion that you're looking for, hon. And this relationship seems to be, like, more like a cat-and-mouse chase with one partner continually retreating and disappearing. And I feel that, like, neither of you enjoy this imbalance, and the reason why is there's a lack of chemistry. And that's what I have, Jethro?
That's good, and I feel that. And thank you, DC. And I'm also picking up energy. Donna, I'm getting a lot of strength with you for this other part that's going on. The guides are showing me also that there is going to be someone else. And I feel that the guides are telling me with you, Donna, that you've worked with a lot of the other parts of the guides and to get to this point. And the guides say that you are... I wouldn't say, I feel like you're old-fashioned, but I feel like you're also, the guys are saying in a positive way, you're looking at love that you want to have come in that's going to be really good for you. You don't want to be stuck with anything that's not.
So, what do you mean by, like, not enough attraction? Like...
Okay, you with attraction with the guides, you think? I feel like that they're saying you're old-fashioned. Was it you, DC, that said attraction?
Yeah, you know what I said was there's not enough mutual attraction to create the passion that she's looking for, and I feel like this is like a cat and mouse sort of relationship where one person is continually like retreating and disappearing, and neither person is enjoying this imbalance. There's like a lack of chemistry here. You both, like, you may share genuine love, which itself can be a foundation for a long-term relationship, but I just feel like there's such an imbalance here, that there's, like, a big component missing. And that's what the angels are showing me.
We got
to
see,
but
Donna,
if you're not ready to walk away from this again, you know, baby steps and get your expectations out of it, because if somebody else is coming, you want to be free for that, right? So we don't want to break your heart, Donna. Were you saying like he's not like attracted enough to me? Is that what you mean?
No, there's just an imbalance between you. It's not that you do have the chemistry. There's like a chemistry that is attracting you, but there is like a big imbalance, is what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And they do, and we've got to keep us informed, Donna. We got people all over writing. They want you to find and they want you with him. Now we got people doing polls here. Come on, people. They're doing a thing in Denver. They're playing.
But Donna, you know what? You deserve true love, and you know you have to be true to yourself too. So you have to look deep within, and I think if you look deep within too, I think you're going to find the answers, you know, to the questions that you're asking.
That's what we get, Donna. We help you. We thank you. And let us know.
Okay.
I mean, we're all getting this with it. I also have got to tell you that I love your old-fashioned guides. They're telling me very strongly that there is some other situation that's going to come in, too, that I feel that there is going to be another person, but it's because of other things happening. I feel like this is I don't feel like he's a bad person, but I agree. And my guides show it a little bit differently with the attraction. So we both feel that something's going to happen different. And Donna, we're going to be sitting here, and obviously Denver, Colorado, you're grounded. Quit making bets on people. They're just like, I had two here. They're Bradley. So we love you, Donna. Please keep contact and remember here.
Hang in there,
Donna. We are having a lot of technical kookalies, and these are what I call these when everything happens. We are in the middle of Mercury workery, and that's why it's all spinning around in your head. So now we're going to turn around and grab one of these phones that's going to work, and one of them is, because there's only about 18 people waiting with their little phones spinning, but the one that gets to be is 559. Can you hear me, 559? Okay, 559. Your area code is 559. You are fine. You can speak. You are shy. You'd prefer to listen. We will just go right on with it because I got to tease you guys. Now, we know, and I'm going to ask Gary, what does he do to get you to talk? I have all of you guys who just always want to just listen. Are we that wild? I had someone tell me yesterday that when they listen to me and Melissa, sometimes they hear noise and sometimes they hear water, and they don't have anything in their house broken. And I laughed.
Ooh,
I said, I would take that. I didn't know, but I do think it's scaring me, and stop it now. And then I got the giggles about it because I realized that you said it to me, and then I'm auto-suggestive, even though I am gifted, but I'm sitting here, and then I started hearing water. Then I realized it was because I left the faucet a little drippy, so you messed with me, and now I'm watching you. I got your number. 310, what do you know? I think I know you, 310. Are you ready to go wild? Okay, but they just... I'm scared. We're in Mother Wonderland, and there's no one here to save us. 817, come to the line. 817, would you like to start?
Hi, my name is Felix Suarez. How are you?
I'm
Hi,
so
Felix.
Happy, Felix.
Good evening.
Hello. How can we help
you?
Okay.
I have a question related to relationship. I recently got separated. I'm married. But my relationship has been, I've been married for 8 years, and my relationship is going up and down. I had been suffering with this relationship and trying to get, you know, things settled in terms of having a healthy relationship. I've been in toxic relationship for 8 years. So can you tell me if I see or I meet someone in the near future?
Okay, so you were married for 8 years and you're divorced now? Is that what you were saying?
Separated.
You were in somebody
not
else?
Legal
you're legally not separated, but you were involved with somebody else for 8 years?
No.
Okay.
I'm separated, not legal separated. I actually moved away from the toxic relationship. So basically,
good.
I left my partner. So
but
I decided
that was 8 years
long-term.
Of it, right?
Well, my relationship has been 8 years, but I actually have approximately 3 weeks separated with my spouse. So I'm
got
not
it.
Thinking going back again.
No, you don't want to go back. You need to heal from this first. This is going to be a process, an unfoldment. It's going to be the kind of thing where you're going to need time to cry and weep and scream and yell and be rejoicing, go to the beach, walk and listen to the sound of the ocean, get your feet in the sand if it's near you, or go somewhere where you can just heal. Because in order to bring something else into your life, you have got to grieve this and heal this. And it's a personal process for you. You know, go out with friends, nurture yourself, be creative, do things that help you move day to day to day to day to day. Because being in that kind of an environment, Felix, created a lot of not only mistrust, but this sort of, it's almost a feeling of, you know, it's like dodgeball, like having to dodge the ball and like when's the next attack coming and all that. So you've got to nurture yourself through that. You've got to heal through that. So once you've gotten to a place where you can smell the roses again, then you've made space for a new relationship. You don't want to go from this right into something else because it will make you gun-shy and it'll make you aggressive. It'll make you go into all these crazy imbalances. I love what DC was saying about imbalance, and that's coming through again now for you. We're sharing. Jethro and DC and I are all sharing, you know, this space of light and love. And so I guess we're having like a really cool spiritual jam session here. So for you, you've got to get through this healing process. So be patient with yourself. Be loving to yourself. Date yourself. Do things for you that you would like to, you know, have in another partner. You know, somebody that respects you, somebody that looks out for you, somebody that you can share meals with and know that it's sacred space and that sort of thing. And that's going to take a little time. It feels like in about four, I'm getting four, so that's what's being shared with me is four, and I'm asking 4 weeks, and it feels like maybe in by 4 months you're going to start to see some real progress if you do this work. DC.
Yeah, I'm seeing
basically
the same thing. I'm seeing the same thing for you, hon. And I'm what the angels are telling me is they want you to first love yourself and that your self-respect makes you more romantically attractive. And the more that you love the person that you are, the greater your capacity to feel loved by others is going to be. So you just have to take a little time, like just right now, to just take care of you. And don't worry, you know, like it's going to happen for you, but you have to spend like a little time getting to know you again. And you have to heal your heart, hon. And you have to find the blessings and lessons that you've gained, okay? And this is going to make you stronger and more independent. So yeah, in other words, let everything else from the past go, honey, except for the lessons of love, okay?
Great. I have a last question. I'm recently graduated for my 4 years in college.
I'm so sorry, honey. We don't have time. But Jethro, did you want to say something to Felix about the relationship?
Felix, I want to go with that. I know we got with you. We got to do the one question. We thank you for calling in. Definitely, I feel like that is there with them. You know, and we don't want to go the three-way with the energy, but we want to do the other part. And I know you've got some more things that are coming up. Take a time. Get with us on psychicsgonewild.com. Get a full reading. This is, unfortunately, with the radio, is so wiki. This gives you a chance to try out different people. Can you tell me, honestly, Felix, have you ever went to a real psychic?
I have been in the past several times, but it has been a long time.
No problem. We thank you. We welcome you guys on Psychics Gone Wild. We are to that couple minutes left of the show. DC Love got throughout. I see her over here.
Going back, Jethro.
Oh, good. There we go. She's back. We got her on.
The little medium,
I was at large there, but I'm back.
So we welcome all of you guys. She's from Mondays. Melissa's on Wednesdays. We thank all of you guys, and we're like, Jethro, what are you doing? I was like, what I'm doing, what I want to do. We've got a couple minutes for one of our friends to come in. We still have time here to say we're going to be giving away those awards. We got pulling out the names. I want you to go to psychesgonewild.com. We will pick out three winners, but we're going to have to tune in. It's a cliffhanger. You got to tune in Thursday because we'll have Amy Kavanaugh, Dina Flanagan, Psychic Jethro, and we will be discussing what happens when you bring in psychics to your sex life. So it's going to be an adult. Don't bring your children unless you plan on talking.
Yes, if you're with your partner, they're going to be standing around just watching the actors and constantly going, don't do that, do that.
No. See, now she, and we will be instructing, as a traffic cop, stop, yield, no, no ear pinching, we told you no. No, actually, that is funny, Melissa, you do win the award for the most gone wildest, but we will be talking about
Thank
the energy
you.
Of
I
how to pick someone sexually using a psychic, but I did like your idea, and I will not do that without popcorn. I'm sick of you inviting me to your bedroom without popcorn. So we thank all of you. 562, how are you, 562?
Oh, my goodness, I can't believe I got in.
I love you. I apologize. We only have a few minutes, but we wanted to share that one little time we have with you.
What's your name, honey girl? My name is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
And
how can we help you?
I'm open to whatever you have.
You have to be kind of specific because we don't have that kind of time like we would in a formal long reading. So you have to have
nothing leaps out then.
What, honey?
Nothing leaps out, then I was just going
to
be open.
You need to ask a question, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Good. And I am getting from your name, and I am getting the energy, and I'm going to do this because that's how I do it, is just with name. But I do feel that with you. When you said your name and they said tomorrow, they said you're going to handle some situation here. I'm a little worried about you. You took on more than you could chew, but you like a good fight, Cheryl. I am hearing the guide say that you're a very positive person, but I feel that there's some things going on there in situation. They said you will win, but you're handling some stuff that's a little sad to me. I feel like there's some kind of bullying going on there. There's some other people really putting pressure, and you win because you're smart. I feel that you're you sized up your opponents, what they're telling me.
Right, and don't beat yourself up in the process, because I kept hearing beat up, don't beat yourself up. So in the process of whatever this is, make sure that you are honoring every step of the way for yourself. Don't beat yourself up, because that would encourage other people trying to beat you up. You're stronger than that. Put your shields up. Bring your angels in. Bring your protection in. And keep deep breathing.
Tomorrow I have to go to court. I'm going to ask for an extension and also make a special request. Will I get both?
Well, you've got to do the prep work before you go in. You got to just get yourself grounded and ready to roll. DC, what do you say?
60 seconds.
I'm hearing, listen to your heart, hon. I trust the messages I receive from my heart. You're getting messages from your angels and your guides. They're communicating with you, hon. Listen. You're going to hear, the messages in your heart. I think you already have a couple answers.
Go to psychesgonewild.com to get us. We love you, Cheryl. Tune in tomorrow, and we will help you once again because we are your new friends.
Bye, everybody. Good night.